So you are what you are in this world. That's either one of two things. Either you're somebody, or you're nobody.
A lot of this is behind the scenes or under the hood.
It's time to just look under the hood. No stone should be unturned.
I don't even know what that means. Look under, I got an engine underneath my hood.
The most important thing in business is honesty. Integrity, hard work. Family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Hey, pop the hood.
Pop the hood?
Pop the hood.
Welcome to the Under the Hood podcast with Jonathan Hood.
Welcome to the Under the Hood podcast with me, Jonathan Hood. We've got a brand new sponsor for 2019. It is ID Plus Marketing Solutions. ID Plus Marketing Solutions, advertising, specialties, embroidery, silk screening. Call Fred, 219-677-5800, 219-677-5800, or go to the website, idplus.biz. That's the letter I, the letter D, plus.biz. If you don't have it, I'm sure Fred does. Think about it. For t-shirts and for tchotchkes and for keychains and for your business needs, check it out. They support us, so we want you to support them. idplus.biz. Call Fred. He always needs a friend. 219-677-5800. Tell him Jonathan Hood sent you. So our podcast here for start off 2019 is from Sox Fest. The White Sox are the most important team in Chicago sports for me. Grew up as a White Sox fan, grew up 20 minutes from the old Comiskey Park. And so I'm always keeping my eyes on what's happening with the Chicago White Sox. The Sox are a team that's the underdog, not just in the American League Central, not just in the American League, but also in their own city, the city of Chicago. They play at a place called Guaranteed Rate Field. It used to be the old Comiskey Park and U.S. Cellular Field. And so people look at the White Sox kind of like the little dirt underneath their shoe. Like, oh, this is the second team in town. What are they doing? Well, what the White Sox are trying to do is they're trying to rebuild their program and rebuild their team like many have. The Chicago Cubs did that. The Houston Astros did that. Many others. And teams right now in 2019 are trying to rebuild their team to be a World Series contender and eventually a World Series champion. So from Sox Fest, we got a chance to talk to a dynamic personality on this White Sox team in Tim Anderson. We kind of talk about what his offseason was like, what's important to him, what he looks forward to for 2019. Also, really the bread and butter of White Sox conversation is the prospects. I always say prospects are suspects until they come to the big club, until they actually come to the major league team. So we have Chris Getz, a former major leaguer, but he is the director of player development for the White Sox. He's on the program as well. And we talk about some of the young players that came to the White Sox in 2018 and also what we can look forward to in 2019 with some of the young prospects that the White Sox have in their system. So if you are a baseball fan and want to find out the inner workings of how the White Sox are trying to build their brand, trying to rebuild their brand by having young players and also some of the young players on the major roster, we first hear from Tim Anderson, then we hear from Chris Getz. White Sox conversation right here on the Under the Hood podcast. I wanted to get your thoughts about how much you enjoy this time of year being at Sox Fest, the passion of Sox fans. What's it been like for you so far?
It's exciting. You know, this is an exciting moment. You know, just kicking it with the fans and kind of being hands-on and showing that we're real. So, you know, all the fans are excited. White Sox are making moves that, you know, hopefully we can bring the championship here. So there's a lot of good things going on. Definitely a great weekend.
How's the offseason been for you?
It's been great. I've been living a little bit, been doing a lot of different things, you know, other than baseball. So I try to, you know, I try to keep myself busy, you know, getting back in the swing of things of baseball, but also living a little more outside of the box instead of just doing baseball things.
So a lot of chilling, of being with family. What would you tell me what you've been doing?
With the family a little bit, I hang with my boys, I travel a little bit. Man, just really, you know, what comes up, and if I'm open to do it, I'll do it. So.
How would you define how you played last year?
You know, definitely was a growing season, a learning season as well. I think I finished real strong. I think my defense came a long way. Still have to work on my offense, but I think, you know, that's what I really worked on this offseason. So, man, I think everything's just coming together. You know, I'm older, I'm maturing more, learning the game a lot more. So, you know, not that it's going to come easy, but I get it a lot more than I did. So, things are going good. You know, I feel good, body feel good, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
Tim Anderson of the White Sox with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Man, when are you going to leave Daryl Boston alone, man?
I can't. That's my man. I got to give him a hard time all the time, man.
What is that you always be doing? It when you get to first base, man, you always give him the business. Daryl Boston, what's your relationship like with him?
Man, it's like he's like my boy. He's like my boy, man. Like we always joking. You know, he always has good energy, always have positive vibes. So, you know, and I love positive vibes and good energy. And you know, man, just really having fun. You know, just being you and. You know, that's what we do. We just go out and have fun, and I'm always doing some crazy or hitting them or punching them. So
yeah. I saw him when I was a shorty. I saw him play, Tim, and he had have you seen any of his film? Have you ever seen Daryl play?
Yeah, I've seen some of it. I've seen some of it, but only memory I got was, you know, when he had to rock those glasses that time. He had the big old frames on. It's old school, so I give him a little mess about that.
Man, I'll tell you, back in the day, man, to see Daryl Boston out there and playing center field, playing in the outfield, he had those big old, like, goggles, right? And then of course, Boss Man, I saw Kenny Williams play when I was a kid, too. Man, that guy, that was the only football player I ever seen play baseball. That's who he was over at third base. Had you seen any film on Kenny when he played?
I'm not a big baseball, like, I don't really, like, know the history of baseball like that. You know, because I have time to do other things and live a little bit more and not get so wrapped up into the baseball world as far as, you know, knowing everybody's stats and knowing what everybody do. So I kind of, you know, I like to live a little bit and have fun. And, you know, enjoy life.
Understood. But you still have to see it, though. I mean, it's a long season.
I'm sure he was the man.
You know, baseball, as you well know, you guys got a lot of downtime besides just play-ins. But I think it's worth to put a VCR, put a VHS film in to see Kenny play. That is, it's interesting to me. It really was something. Would you say that Yoan Moncada, or is there someone else that's your closest friend on the team?
I'm close with everybody. I feel like I'm a little closer with Yomer, though, because our lockers and spring training is always is next door to each other, so it kind of starts there in spring training, and we always joking and having fun and messing with each other, and you just know his personality. You know, he's a clown, and so we always mess around and just have fun.
What is your memory of last year? Is there one memory that stands out to you last year, something that you really enjoyed?
I think when I hit my 20th home run, that was a big moment for me. But as far as, like, fun-wise, I could just say Yomer dumping the Gatorade on himself. Right. Right. So, yeah, those would be the two things that I could name off top.
Yeah. It just, I guess for your standpoint of just any ball player, you want to be able to have goals. Have you thought about here during Sox Fest, as you get closer to spring training, what a goal is for you, something that you want to do this year that you didn't do last?
Yeah, I'm not a big person that like to share my goals, but, you know, the ultimate goal is to be all-star and all of the above, so why not aim for all of them? So, yeah, man, I got goals set out for myself, and, you know, I'm going to achieve them. You know, that's how I want to go about it. I want to achieve my goals and, you know, just put myself in the best situation to be successful with this season. And, you know, just the ultimate goal is just really to have fun, and I think if I have fun, the rest of it would just fall up under the umbrella.
Tim Anderson of the White Sox with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app on Under the Hood. I told you last year, man, yes, I agree with you that you should be able to have fun and be able to enjoy life, breathe a little bit before you get back into putting on the uniform. However, I'm still disappointed that during this winter, I have not heard that you have opened up that Waffle House. I told you. You and I both like Waffle House.
We need to get that here, huh? They'll go crazy about that Waffle House out here.
Well, I'm just thinking about it. Like, look at it, man. Think about this. Either at the ballpark or around the neighborhood where Guaranteed Rate is, TA7s, right? I mean, it's right there for you.
TA7s Waffle House.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. That sounds good.
Well, I don't know what – you're sleeping on money right there. You're going to just pass on that money?
Yeah, I got to wait a little bit. See, man, I'm in the process of branding myself a little bit more. Let me get my face out there a little bit more. You know, then maybe we can put the Waffle House there that way. So when we put it there, it'll make a killing.
I'm just saying, man. All you gotta do is just go up to Kenny, just ask for a little bit extra, and he'll go in with you,
man,
on it.
They already treat me good. They treat me good. I can't get greedy now. I can't get greedy and go ask for more. I gotta be thankful for what I got. So. You know, man.
I'll be there to work on it for you, man. I'll be your marketing guy from Chicago. As a Sox fan, I will help you. TA7's Waffle House, because as we discussed, I mean, there's nothing like Waffle House, man. There's nothing like it. There is no Waffle House up here.
Right. We need it. We need it. It's coming soon. Coming soon. That's a good plan. Coming soon.
I had to drive to St. Louis just to get Waffle House this past summer. That's crazy.
You won't have to make those drives no more. Don't worry about it. We're gonna take care of your TA7's Waffle House.
Market that mug right now, man. Put it up there for sure. So this year you have goals on the field, but also you have to have goals off the field too.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, Tim, you and I need to talk privately. You have to understand this city here. I mean, you just have the uniform on, but you just put a Sox uniform on, man. You can get a bar, a restaurant here pretty quickly. This is Chicago.
Yeah, man.
And you're already a hero.
That's where it starts. You know, that's where I work, and that's kind of how I use it. You know, that's why I don't really follow. I don't follow a lot of or try to get too deep into baseball, because it's kind of, you know, man. You don't. If you work at, just say you work at Waffle House, you're not going to be kind of looking up stats about Waffle House. So it's kind of that's kind of how I get away from the game and kind of. Put things in perspective and kind of do more as a person and be out in the city more and just live a little bit more and do other things besides baseball. So I like fashion. I love a lot of music. So
Right. Those
kind of things keep me going and I get to do different stuff when downtime is around.
Bro, what is a Waffle House stat, man? You mean if you're at the Griddle, you're not looking at other Waffle Houses to see how many steaks they sell?
Nah.
I mean, how much hash browns they sell?
Unless you own it. I mean, I'm not going to look that up unless I own it. So me looking up their numbers, what they're selling, I ain't having my pocket.
Waffle House stats. I wish there's like little Waffle House cards, like baseball cards. You just flip it over like, oh, my God, man. Look how many hash browns they sold last year, man.
Bunch of steaks at this Waffle House on the back of my car.
Oh, man. All right. Lastly, and I appreciate your time, tell me about some of the young players. You're on the big club, but there's a lot of young players that are in the minor league system. Anyone that you're interested in seeing when you get to the
minors? I think everybody's ready to see Eloy.
Yeah.
Everybody's ready to see Eloy. Everybody's ready to see Cease. Everybody's ready to see everybody. And I think when everybody gets here, it's going to be a great show. You know, man, we got the talent. Everything's falling in the right places where they need to be, and I think we're moving in the right direction. You know, man, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. We're excited. I think we're ready to roll, and, you know, we're just going to keep this positive energy going into the season and see what happens.
Tim, as always, I appreciate your time, man. Thanks so much for coming on the show and looking forward to the season.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
It's Tim Anderson of the White Sox with Jonathan Hood. You're listening to Under the Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
You're listening to Under the Hood podcast with Jonathan Hood.
Chris, let's just start here. I want to first of all find out about your offseason. What's it been like for you?
It's been a very productive offseason for a lot of different reasons. You know, every offseason is a little bit different. This one was unique in the sense of, you know, last week we went down to the Dominican Republic and brought some of our American prospects down there to experience certainly the Dominican culture, see our Dominican Academy. So that was something that was very enjoyable and hopefully fruitful in the development of some of our American prospects. But in right now we're in preparation for spring training. Obviously we have Sox Fest this weekend, which we're excited about, having all the players in town and kind of kick off the 2019 season. But spring training's right around the corner, and, you know, we're looking at, 4 degrees outside, and we're certainly looking forward to getting out to Arizona here shortly.
Yeah, I was reading from Scott Merker from MLB.com about some of the upgrades to the Dominican Republic Academy. This is so great in a lot of different ways, because when you were coming up in the big leagues, yeah, you heard about Dominican Republic players, you played against them and played with them, but this is really a great addition to the White Sox. More classrooms, a second building. Can you kind of describe for those that haven't seen or read about it what the Dominican Republic Academy brings to the table for the Sox?
Well, on the international front, it really is essential. We sign players as young as 16 years old, and we've definitely put some more focus on our academy down in the Dominican. And when we sign those players, not only are we looking to educate them from a baseball standpoint, but also improve their skills, their English skills, communication skills, and even prepare them for post-playing career as early as 16, even though we hope that they're going to have long careers as baseball players. We want to prepare them for when their careers are over. But, you know, we've got classrooms down there. We've got a nice weight room, cafeteria. We've got dorms. And then, obviously, the field. We have two fields down there, some cages, everything you really need. And I know that our players really, our Latin American players enjoy spending time there. Our staff enjoy spending time there. And I know here recently our American players had a really good time down there as well.
Chris, guess what? Jonathan Hood right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. It is White Sox Fest weekend. How much do you enjoy this time of year? Seeing a lot of White Sox fans asking questions about the Sox and their future.
Well, it's great to see some people we haven't seen in a while, and that the players and staff, getting everyone together, spending time with them. And then certainly you feel the excitement from the fans. It's a sold-out weekend, and just to be able to interact, ask, you know, answer questions, just get a really good feel for, the excitement that our fans have. And hopefully we can produce on the field this year, because I know that's something that they're looking forward to.
Chris, in barbershops, at bars, online, of course, people are so excited about the future of this White Sox team. As a Sox fan, I am as well. I want to hear your thoughts, though, about Yoan Moncada, because that is on the tip of the tongue of a lot of White Sox fans. What instincts does he bring to a player when he gets to the MLB level?
Well, you know, Yoan is certainly an extremely athletic player, still very young. Last year, if you really break down his year, there were people point to the strikeouts. We think that's going to get better. He's got a good eye on the plate. We certainly want to cut down on the swing and miss. But with that power, there are some on-base skills. He's a switch hitter. He can run. He can really impact the game in a lot of different ways. He's got a strong throwing arm. He's getting better defensively. So although we're often pointing towards some of the struggles, he also is still very young, and it doesn't change our view in terms of his ceiling and the type of player we think he's going to be for our, you know, major league team moving forward.
Dylan Cease is another name that I want to ask you about. When I saw him, what I continue to see is two things. I saw location and I saw movement, and those two key components for him as a pitcher for this White Sox team. What impresses you most about what Cease can bring to the table?
Well, he's from a physical standpoint, he's definitely maturing. I think his body is in great shape. He's really only thrown 123 innings or around there for a season, so we certainly need to build off of that. But from a durability standpoint, he is in a good position to take a full season's worth of innings. Now his arsenal, he's a four-pitch guy. You talk about the movement on his pitches, on his fastball in particular. It's a riding fastball. It's got life through the zone. He can pitch in all quadrants of the zone. He can get swing and miss. He can get the ground ball if he needs it. He's got a spike curveball, certainly a plus pitch for him. He's got a very good slider as well, and then he's got a changeup that shows that is impressive too. I mean, it's if there was one knock, it's that he has too many options. I mean, this is a guy that continues to get better, and very excited to see what happens here in 2019 for Dylan.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun to see what he does for taking another step. What's the one question that you get, Chris, a lot about the White Sox more than others? I told you I get a lot of questions about Moncada. What questions do you usually get when it comes to the White Sox in the minor league system?
Well, I think that, you know, they certainly focus on certain players and Eloy and mm-hmm. Dane Dunning and certainly Dylan Cease, Zach Collins. I mean, they ask about the guys for a reason, because these guys, it's a talented group. Often, you know, fans are wondering when they're going to be in the big leagues, and the players will let us know. They will. They all have their own course. Some will get there quicker. Some will be a little bit slower. It doesn't change what we feel in terms of the ceiling of the player. But we are getting closer. You know, we're kind of at the point where we've got a lot of players at that AA, AAA level now, playing together, going through successes together, certainly some struggles as well. And once they enter their way into the big leagues, and we are having a couple last year, we'll have some more this year. But as they enter, they've had the relationships with each other, and I think they're going to be in a good position for team success once they get there.
Okay, I will ask you about a couple of young players that are on the big club. I'd love for you to talk about what you remember about them being in the minor leagues and how they can turn things around. Like, I'm a fan of Ronaldo Lopez, and he had an under 4 ERA. He was 7-10. There were some ups and downs with him, but I just like his upside. What do you remember about watching Lopez, and what do you think of his development?
Lopez continued to get better. We you know, when we acquired him from the Nationals, you know, we saw great potential. I mean, that's why he was so attractive to us. But you've got a guy that can run the fastball up into the upper 90s. He's learning to command his fastball better and better. He's got a good changeup. You know, his breaking pitches are getting sharper and sharper. I know that's the focal point for him. But you got a guy that goes out there and competes every fifth day, and we know we're going to get a quality start from him. I mean, as he matures, as a pitcher, both physically, emotionally, we think he's a guy that's going to be just a solid piece for us, you know, as we enter in the next couple of years.
Chris, the other guy is Lucas Giolito, who had 10 wins last season and started 32 games. What you think of his development with the big club?
You know, Lucas went through a very impressive stretch. I want to say about a two-month stretch that he really started to turn the corner. He's getting better command of that curveball, that plus curveball that he's had. You know, locating the fastball. You know, he's a guy, he's getting more and more comfortable, and believe that, you know, over time, and I think he's going to learn from even some of the struggles last year, he's going to learn from those struggles, certainly take the positives. You know, I saw him throw this morning. He's in great shape. He seems to have a great game plan. And believe that there's certainly more in the tank. And really, when we say that, it's more just putting together consistent outing. That's all we're asking from Lucas. And he's certainly capable to be a rotation piece for us moving forward as well.
Chris, when you had your conversations with Rick Kahn, and I know that you guys are always plugged in and the communication's wide open, I just want to know his latest thoughts on the state of the White Sox. What does he think of where the organization's going? Because more so than what happens at 35th and Vec, it's for me, it's about the organization and how that continues to get better and better. So what is his overall thoughts on how things are going?
He feels very good about where we're at. I mean, when they a couple years ago, when they kind of laid out this plan, certainly knew that there were going to be some rocky parts, but with that being said, where we kind of assess our prospects, the guys that we acquired, the guys we've drafted, the guys that we've signed internationally, and we look where they're at in our system, we feel very comfortable. We feel now, with that being said, we know that we need to continue to work, continue to acquire as many quality players, and certainly on my end, continue to develop these guys to be winning ball players. But those conversations I have with Rick, I mean, there's a lot of things to look forward to. Now, in terms of a timetable, you know, we'll see. We'll get out to spring training this year. We'll knock out what we need to in spring training, then in game one. And we'll try to win game one and go from there.
Yeah, it's I could see that it could be very competitive, right? I'm thinking that there's going to be a lot of young guys that's going to really be chomping at the bit to be able to impress and be able to get a call up here in 2019. Robert and some of the others, right?
Yeah, it's a, you know, Ricky Renteria does such a great job from a cultural standpoint, and it's going to be a special for spring training because we'll have a lot of young guys that have not been in major league camp. Obviously, we'll have them mixed in with some of the guys that have been around, you know, the Abreus of the world. And I look forward to seeing these guys continue to grow. We've got some players that are really starting to take off. And every year you go into spring training and there's always a player here or there that really, you know, takes that big leap forward and you get excited for the season to start. And that's, you know, one of the biggest reasons other than this cold that I want to get out to Arizona.
Yeah, I know. It's brutal. But Sox fans wouldn't want it any other way. At least it's inside. At least Sox Fest is inside and not outside. Last thing, I want to ask you about Harold Baines because I was always wondering, like, who's going to be the next White Sox to get into the Hall of Fame? And it ends up being Harold Baines, who had a terrific career with the White Sox a couple of times. What was your initial reaction when you heard the news about Harold?
I couldn't be any happier, honestly. And you know, I certainly knew Harold when I was a player, but growing up, I used to watch him play, and he was such a good hitter, so consistent for so many years. But he's such a humble guy, and everyone talks about that. But yeah, I mean, a guy that you know, certainly I'm sure wanted to be in the Hall of Fame, never talked about it, and just through that humility, it's kind of inspiring to be around someone like that that gets in and is so grateful. I've been fortunate to be around both Harold Baines and Jim Thome, and two of the classiest guys, and I'm very happy for both those guys that now that they're amongst the greatest.
Chris, as always, I appreciate our conversations that we have every year, and looking forward to spring training. Should be a lot of fun.
It should. Thanks again for having me. Have a good weekend.
Absolutely. It is Chris Getz, the Director of Player Development for the Chicago White Sox, with me, Jonathan Hood, Under the Hood on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to Under the Hood podcast with Jonathan Hood.
Great conversations with Tim Anderson and with Chris Getz talking about the Chicago White Sox. And again, it's the team that means the most to me in Chicago sports all my life. So obviously anything that happens in a good way for the White Sox, I'm definitely rooting for it. Don't forget, our podcast is brought to you by ID Plus Marketing Solutions. Go to the website idplus.biz. It's idplus.biz, or call Fred Chico, 219-677-5800, 219-677-5800 for ID Plus Marketing Solutions. They support this podcast, so we want you to support them. Great company. Anything you need for your business, I think they can take care of you. Go to the website and then tell them Jonathan Hood sent you. The executive producer of the Under the Hood podcast is Sean Davis. And in 2019, we're going to have a lot of great guests and great conversations around the landscape of sports and entertainment. Stay tuned. Make sure you tell others to subscribe, leave 5 stars and a review. Wherever you download the podcast, we thank you. And make sure you tell a friend about the Under the Hood podcast with me, Jonathan Hood. Talk to you next time. Another edition of Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood.